February 13, 1931. One who lives in the divine will lives in the center of its light, while one who does not live in it lives in the circumference of its light. How God finds his support. How the creation is mute, while the creature is speaking creation. The echo of God in the creature. God, by manifesting his truths, leaves rest and continues his work. My life, my most sweet Jesus, oh please. Come to my help, do not abandon me. With the power of your most holy will invest my poor soul and put out of me everything that troubles me and tortures me. Oh please. Let the new sun of peace and love rise in me, otherwise I feel no more strength to continue to make the sacrifice of writing. My hand is already shaking and the pen does not flow on the paper. My love, if you do not help me, if you do not remove from me your justice, that justly knocks me down in the painful state I find myself in, I feel it is impossible for me to write even one word. Therefore, help me, and I will strive as much as I can to obey the one who commands me to write everything that you have told me on your most holy will. And since these are past things, I will make, altogether, a little mention of each thing that regards your divine will. So, while I was feeling oppressed and all full of intense bitternesses, my sweet Jesus, making himself seen and sustaining me in his arms, told me, "My daughter, courage, think that a divine will reigns in you, which is the source of perennial happiness and joy. So, your bitternesses and oppressions form the clouds around the sun of my will, that prevent its rays from shining in all your being. And while it wants to render you happy, it feels the happiness it wants to give you being rejected by your bitternesses. And even though you possess a divine will at your disposal, by virtue of your bitternesses you feel the rain that oppresses you, that fills your soul up to the brim. In fact, you must know that one who lives in my will lives in the center of the sphere of the divine sun, and can say, 'The sun is all mine.' On the other hand, one who does not live in it lives in the circumference of the light that the divine sun spreads everywhere, because my will, with its immensity, can neither deny itself to anyone, nor does it want to deny itself. It is like the sun, that is forced to give light to all, even if not all of them wanted it. And why this? Only because it is light, and the nature of light is to give itself to all, to those who do not want it and to those who want it. But, what great difference exists between one who lives in the center of my divine sun and one who lives in its circumference? The first one possesses the properties of the light and all of its goods, that are infinite. The light keeps her defended from all evils. So, sin cannot have life in this light. And if bitternesses arise, they are like clouds, that cannot have perennial life. A little breeze of my will is enough to put to flight the thickest clouds, and the soul finds herself sunken within the center of its sun that she possesses. More so, since the bitternesses of one who lives in my will are always because of me, and I can say that I am embittered together with you. And if I see you crying, I cry along, because my very will renders me inseparable from one who lives in it, and I feel her pains more than if they were my own. Even more, my very will that resides in the soul calls my humanity into one who suffers, to make it repeat its life living on earth. And oh, the divine prodigies that take place, the new currents that open between heaven and earth, because of the new life of pains that Jesus has in his creature. And my heart, while it is human, is divine. It possesses the sweetest tendernesses. The attractive and powerful tendernesses of my heart are such and so many, that as I see one who loves me suffer, my most tender love melts my heart and pours itself completely over the pains and over the heart of my beloved creature. Therefore, I am with you in suffering, and I do two offices of actor of pains, and spectator to enjoy the fruits of my pains that I keep unfolding within her. Therefore, for one who lives in my divine will, I am sun and center of her life. So, we are inseparable. I feel her life palpitating in me, and she feels my life palpitating in her inmost soul. On the other hand, One who lives in the circumference of the light that the Son of my divine will spreads everywhere, is not the owner of the light, because true ownership is said to be so when a good resides within oneself. And the good inside no one can take away from us either in life or after death. On the other hand, the good outside is subject to danger, nor does it have the power to keep us safe. And the soul suffers weakness, inconstancy, passions that torment her, and she reaches the point of feeling as though far away from her Creator. Therefore, always in my will do I want you to let me continue my life upon earth. Then, I was continuing my little acts of adorations, of love, of praises, of blessings in the divine fiat for my Creator. And as I emitted my acts, the divine volition extended them everywhere and in every place where the divine will was present, which is such that there is not one point in which it is not present. And my always lovable Jesus added, "Dearest daughter of my will, you must know that my volition knows not how to do acts by half, but complete ones, and with such fullness as to be able to say, wherever there is my will, there is my act." And our divinity, seeing the adoration, the love of its creature laid within our divine will, finds its support within its immensity, at whatever point it wants to lean. So, we feel our profound adoration that the creature has placed for us in our will, and we lean upon it and we rest. We feel that she loves us everywhere, and we lean within her love. And so with her praises and blessings. So, the creature in our will becomes our support and our rest. And there is nothing that delights us more than finding our rest in our creature, symbol of the rest that we took after having created the whole creation. Furthermore, our divine will is present everywhere, and heaven and earth, and everything, are filled with it up to the brim. So, all are veils that hide it, but mute veils. And if in their muteness they eloquently speak of their Creator, it is not them, but my very divine will, hidden in the created things, speaks by way of signs, as if it did not have speech. It speaks in the sun by way of signs of light and of heat, in the wind, giving penetrating and ruling signs. In the air it gives mute signs, such as to make itself breath of all creatures. Oh! If the sun, the wind, the air and all other created things had the good of the word, how many things they would say to their Creator. But, who is the speaking work of the Supreme Being? It is the creature. In creating her, we loved her so much, that we gave her the great good of the word. Our will wanted to make itself word of the creature, it wanted to leave the muteness of created things, and forming in her the organ of the voice, it formed the word so as to be able to speak. Therefore, the voice of the creatures is speaking veil in which my will speaks eloquently, wisely. And since the creature does not say or do always the same thing as the created things, that never change their action. They are always at their place, doing that same action that God wants from them. Therefore my will maintains the continuous attitude of the multiplicity of the ways that are in the creature. So, it can be said that it speaks not only in the voice, but it renders itself speaking in the works, in the steps, in the mind and in the heart of creatures. But what is not our sorrow in seeing this speaking creation making use of the great good of the word to offend us? Making use of the gift to offend the giver and prevent the great prodigy that I can make, of graces, of love, of divine knowledges, of the sanctity that I can form in the speaking work of the creature? But for one who lives in my will, I am voice that speaks, and oh! How many things I keep manifesting to her! I am in continuous motion and attitude, I enjoy the full freedom to do and say surprising things, and I perform the prodigy of my will speaking, loving and operating in the creature. Therefore, give me full freedom, and you will see what my will can do in you. Then, I was thinking about all that my sweet Jesus had told me. And my beloved good repeated, "My daughter, the substance of our divine being is an immensity of most pure light, that produces an immensity of love. This light possesses all goods, all joys, interminable happiness, indescribable beauties. This light invests everything, sees everything, encloses everything. For it, there is neither present nor future, but one single act, always an act, that produces such multiplicity of effects as to fill heaven and earth. Now, the immensity of love, that this, our light, produces, makes us love our being and everything that comes out of us, with such love as to render us true and perfect lovers. So, we can do nothing other than love, and give love and ask for love. Now, for one who lives in our will, our light and our love echo in the creature and transform her into light and love. Now, what happiness ours is in forming our types and models from the work of our creative hands. Therefore, be attentive, and let your life be formed of nothing other than light and love, if you want to make your dear Jesus content. Then, I was doing as much as I could to abandon myself completely in the divine will, and I was thinking of the many truths that blessed Jesus had manifested to me on his holy volition. Each truth embraced the infinite and contained so much light as to fill heaven and earth. And I felt the strength of the light and the weight of the infinite that, invading me completely with an unspeakable love, invited me to love them and to make them my own by putting them into practice. But while my mind was wandering within so much light, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, our work toward the creature started with creation. And our work is in the Word, because, containing our creative strength, it speaks and creates. It speaks and forms the most beautiful and marvelous works. In fact, with the work of six fiats that we pronounced, the whole great machine of the universe was formed, including man, who was to inhabit it and be the king of our so many works. Then, after having ordered everything, our love called us to rest. But rest does not mean completion of the work, it means pause in order to resume the work again. Now, do you want to know when we resume our work again? Each time we manifest the truth, we resume the work of creation. So, all that was said in the Old Testament were resumptions of the work. My coming upon earth was nothing other than resuming the work for love of creatures. My doctrine, the many truths uttered by my mouth, pointed out in clear notes my intense work for the creatures. And just as in creation our divine being rested, so with my death and resurrection I wanted to rest, also to give the time to make the fruit of my work bear fruit in the midst of creatures. But this was always rest, not the completion of the work. Our work until the end of the centuries will always be alternation of work and rest, of rest and work. See, then, good daughter, what a long work I had to do with you by manifesting to you so many truths on my divine will. And since the thing that most interests our Supreme Being is to make it known, I held nothing back for a work so long, though I have often taken little breaks of rest in order to give you the time to receive my work, and to prepare you for other surprises of the work of my creative word. Therefore, be attentive to preserve and not to lose anything of the work of my word, that contains an infinite value that is enough to save and sanctify an entire world. Fiat.